Mr. Chair, India congratulates you on assuming the chair of MX3 and assures you of our full support and cooperation for steering our meeting to productive outcomes. Today's meeting provides an important opportunity for a discussion where states parties can share understandings and perspectives on effective national implementation and suggest ways to further strengthen the implementation of the convention. We thank the delegations of Iraq and Cuba for their excellent presentations, outlining efforts not only to implement the convention at the national level, but also to help the international community. We also thank France, WERTIC, and the Organization of American States for their presentations as well. In the same spirit, India wishes to share its experiences with fellow states parties. With rapid advancements in biology and biotechnology, India has put in place stringent practical regulations and guidelines for ensuring biosafety and biosecurity towards protection of public health and environment, and laid down mechanisms for safe handling of biological research by scientists and laboratories. Apart from a robust legislative framework, India has streamlined the biosafety regulatory process and framework during 2020-2021. With the tremendous increase in regulatory submissions during the pandemic, India's Department of Biotechnology has taken a number of measures. Firstly, the Indian Biosafety Knowledge Portal, IBKP, in line with the Government of India's Ease of Doing Business and Digital India initiatives, an online web portal, namely India Biosafety Knowledge Portal, has been launched in May 2019 by our Department of Biotechnology that not only maintains the transparency and accountability, but also enabled uninterrupted submission as well as review of applications during the pandemic and thereby strengthening the regulatory framework. Handbook for Institutional Biosafety Committees, 2020. The revised edition has been notified in September 2020. This handbook lays down procedures for implementation of the biosafety and biosecurity concerns within an institution. It provides information on processes to be followed while dealing with GE organisms and non-GE hazardous microorganisms in line with our Rules 1989. And guidelines issued by the Department of Biotechnology from time to time. Guidelines for establishment of containment facilities, BSL 2 and 3, and certification of BSL 3 facility 2020. Working with high-risk pathogens requires diligence from the laboratory workers to maintain safe laboratory conditions, and with increasing number of BSL 2 and above facilities, our Department of Biotechnology embarked on instituting the guidelines for the establishment of containment facilities, BSL 2 and BSL 3 and certification of BSL 3 facility 2020. The guidance document covers the basic underlying principles and standard to be considered while establishing BSL 2 and 3 laboratory, including its testing, commissioning and validation.